This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My beloved brothers, my sisters, myself and my brother Dr. Muhammad Salah, and my brother Brother Wa'il Ibrahim, we are in Kuala Lumpur. And it's amazing how when we travel the world, we go to different countries, we meet different people. There are so many experiences we have, so many people, so many things we see. The journey that is made is not easy sometimes. So today, we'd like to speak about some of the interesting points, perhaps, that we have found on our journeys. And perhaps something that we might share with you behind the scenes that you may not know of, some of the challenges and difficulties. My brother, Dr. Muhammad Salah, he arrived here after a very long journey. And maybe, Doctor, you can tell us about some of the struggles.
36 hours, mashallah, traveling.
Yeah, you're so right. And subhanAllah, before I share with you my experience, I would like to say something that you've mentioned that this morning while having breakfast. I couldn't have said it better. When you said when you're traveling with a good company, you feel very excited and you forget about the pain, the long travel and the suffering. And wallahi, this is absolutely true. So in my trip, it was simply, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, over 36 hours.
SubhanAllah.
You know, due to a mechanical problem, the first flight was delayed. So I missed the connecting flight and I was stranded at the airport for for so many hours. Alhamdulillah wa shukrullah. But it's lovely. Zero complaint. When you know that you're doing khuruj fi sabilillah azza wa jal, alhamdulillah. So just think about how the Prophet used to travel on foot.
SubhanAllah. So when we saw you yesterday, because you arrived last from the three of us, you were fresh and energetic and you were really, mashallah, as though you didn't even have, like they say, atharu safar.
True.
Or ana'u safar.
True.
So what is that secret, Shaykhna?
The secret is because when I arrived almost midnight and I texted you and I texted Wael, and you were very excited and said you feel very fresh and light like a feather.
Yes.
So it made me very happy. I had to offer my prayer and I came running to your room and we spent, mashallah, a couple beautiful hours. Alhamdulillah, shukla. We actually didn't sleep yet.
Yes, that's true. We haven't slept. And a very interesting factor is Malaysia is in a different time zone completely.
True.
You know, Cairo, Zimbabwe, Johannesburg is in one time zone. Wael Ibrahim, inshallah, we'll hear from you.
Same. Australia.
The same time. Bismillah, alhamdulillah. So I'm in the same time zone in Perth, Western Australia.
Alhamdulillah.
There was no issues regarding the jet lags and stuff like that.
Mashallah.
But due to some injuries, I take heavy medications, which sometimes knock me out.
Can you lend us some?
So... So when Dr. Salah texted me last night, I saw it only after Fajr, so alhamdulillah. I just want to mention something regarding the incident that Dr. Salah experienced and relate that to our, you know, work in the field of da'wah. SubhanAllah, some time ago I was in the Philippines, and people who don't know, when we are invited to these events, sometimes we face a lot of challenges, and sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us as speakers ourselves going for da'wah. And sometimes people will invite us to very fancy hotels and we would be very, very comfortable. But traveling to another city, we will not experience the same thing. And we wanted to hear from our seniors, Dr. Salah especially.
I know somebody who spent 6 months.
Actually, let me tell you. Wait.
It was supposed to be 6 days.
I can tell you the story.
The action sometimes can spoil the reward.
I was with Brother Wa'il and we were coming back to the airport in Manila, Philippines. Years ago, and it was a beautiful trip. We had completed whatever we wanted, and the da'wah went well. The event was really good. And on our way back, they said, you know, we'll eat at a restaurant, a very nice restaurant. And we would, do you remember the name of the restaurant?
Mr. something, but no need to.
Okay, no need to say it. But they said, we will stop at that on our way to the airport. Mashallah, we got to the restaurant, and in the parking,
we left the bags.
We left the bags in the car, right? And we even asked that, is it safe here?
Yeah, and they say it's all CCTV camera guards everywhere.
Everything is guarded and everything is safe, whatever. So when we got back, we ate, and it didn't even take so long. We enjoyed the food, if I recall. And when we got back, a thief had broken the window and stolen Brother Wael's bag where the passport and everything was. So he lost that all. As a result, he had to remain in Manila for how many months?
4 months.
For four months.
Shout out to...
Now he has a pouch on his belly, which has his passport.
The lesson, subhanAllah. And if you remember, Sheikh, the conference, the theme was contentment.
Yes, it was contentment. And to be happy at the will and decree of Allah.
Whatever happened to you, you have to be content and accept the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah, it was very challenging for me to come on the stage that same night talking about contentment. And we need to
be practiced.
It was very, so I brought all my family because my son lost his iPad and he was crying. And then I taught him on that day, I said, subhanAllah, we are all still together. Could have been worse. Alhamdulillah.
So what else did they take that day?
So there was my laptop, all the work. There was another iPad, my personal iPad, and there was cash. And of course, the most important was the travel passport. Document, because my family were traveling tomorrow. We were supposed to leave home the next day, and as a result, they left by themselves, and I had to wait for my passport.
They wanted to keep you in the country.
Yeah, thanks to the Egyptian embassy, they helped me a lot of times.
So, mashallah, I want to also add one thing. In the 4 months that Brother Wael was there, he conducted so many da'wah programs. And, subhanAllah, when I say Brother Wael married a sister from the Philippines, people think that it was during those 4 months, but actually it was prior to that. So, alhamdulillah.
It was before even her journey.
So, it wasn't a conspiracy to keep him in the country?
No. But the point is, look at the khair that comes out. It reminds me of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's story that he was imprisoned unjustly, unfairly. When he went into the prison, he spoke to his colleagues, he spent the time in da'wah, and it's recorded in the Quran. So although, Brother Wael, you were not in prison, but mashallah, it was... Yes, asa an takrahu shay'an wa huwa khair. I think even for the youngsters in the da'wah, for all of us, it was a motivation. I remember telling myself, imagine it was me. And then I was smiling and I was sad at the same time. Okay. I was thinking of the good side and the bad side.
Yeah,
it's not easy. In this journey, there are so many challenges that we face, but all in a good cause, alhamdulillah. I think when you see the effect and the impact, Allah Almighty grants acceptance to things.
Yeah.
You feel the joy within, and you ask Allah, oh Allah, accept from us these small sacrifices that we are making.
Habibi, I also wanted to shed some light on a hadith in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَوْثَقُ عُرَى الْإِيمَانِ الْحُبُّ فِي اللَّهِ وَالْبُغْضُ فِي اللَّهِ. In simple English, the highest level of iman is to love somebody, that you love him or her only for the sake of Allah. So I want to express my love,
Allahu Akbar,
both of you, for the sake of Allah.
MashaAllah.
And as you mentioned earlier, that when you know that you're going to meet your beloved ones, it makes it so easy and affordable. No matter how far, how long, how tiring it is very, very pleasant by the grace of Allah. As far as the effect and the feedback is highly rewarding, we only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us sincerity. Because we're like the rest of the human beings who are exposed to many human errors, such as ujub. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon us and to forgive us our shortcomings, especially when people say, I'm a big fan of you, you changed my life, and so on. These words, if you're a singer, if you're an actor, if you're an actress, you love to hear them. But for us, me, it's very scary. And I'm sure it is the same for my colleagues. It is really, really scary.
I usually tell people when they say, you have changed my life, I say, it's Allah who changed the life. No. But we are just a means, and may Allah forgive us and change our lives to the better as well. Ameen. That is amazing. I think the love is mutual. It definitely is. And it brings me to a point where, we have all attended many conferences, conventions in the last decades. I find that the most successful ones are where the speakers and the coaches and those who are teaching and presenting are all on one level.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you have people, who, when you are not on one level, everyone feels an animosity. Someone feels like, I don't want to talk to this person, or I keep a distance and so on. In that type of setup, the fulfillment of your duty is compromised sometimes. So this is really a good thing. I have a habit that I try to make things easy for a lot of the other speakers who are sharing a platform with me. When I was much younger, I remember, just out of my good nature, I used to go out of my way to offer to wash the clothes and to iron them for others who are senior than me, and even others in places. And I have done it. Now it's a little bit different. We no longer need to wash and all of that.
But you cook for me.
Sometimes, yeah, I was about to say about the eggs. That's right. The eggs story.
And by the way, he's a very good cook. Maybe because he was available food.
So after that, I have learned a lot of other things, so we have to test it out. But
not on me.
Yes. We will. Don't worry. If you die, we will make dua for you. So.
I know the different types of shaheed, but what kind of shahada is it?
Shaheed al-ta'am?
Shaheed al-ta'am, Allah Akbar. Al-batan, Allah. I carry the iron, I'm sure you know that.
That day was simply amazing because we flew twice in the same day.
Yes, we went and we came back.
Yes. And subhanAllah, kind of the host, they were more concerned about the security, so we have police officers with us in the room.
In the room, that was crazy.
With their machine guns.
That was crazy, actually. But
okay.
Yeah.
And subhanAllah, we were hungry and we were shy to ask.
No one was talking about food.
No one was talking about the food. So in that flat, he said, MashaAllah, Mufti Ming can just go without food. Alhamdulillah. Not me.
Actually, I can let you in on a secret. I carry baby cereal with me wherever I go because it's very nutritious.
And dates.
So there's
a
nutritious.
A lot of other things.
Oh, a lot of other things. Superfoods. So what happens with superfood is if something is wrong with the food, or you haven't managed to eat, or it's delayed something, and you're really hungry, you can mix that with a little bit of water, and you're okay. I mean, you can carry on. It doesn't need to be the best of things. Something nutritious. It's like the iron. I remember I like to carry a beautiful steam iron to iron clothes wherever I go. The difficulty is sometimes there's no electricity. That day, if you remember, there was no even water.
There was no water. And we invented a beautiful shower.
Yes, so what we had to do is when we saw...
You made holes in the bottle?
Yes, we made holes in the bottle and we put the bottle there. And subhanAllah, it was just a crazy thing. Yes.
You attached to the pipe.
Yes.
But there was no water, so he just held the bottle. And he still took a shower and he made holes in it.
Yeah, but these things make it realistic, and you know, these are challenges.
Lovely, unforgettable, mashallah. Just think about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam having to eat the leaves of the trees, and you know, for his entire journey, despite the fact the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have lived as a king, but he chose to lead this very humble life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say in the ayah of Surah Yusuf, I believe 108, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Once we are in the field of da'wah, you feel honored that Allah ordered the Prophet ﷺ to say, this is my path, the straight path. I invite people to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I incite me and those who follow me. What an honor to be considered by Allah and by His Messenger a true follower of the Prophet ﷺ, because you're giving da'wah and you're trying your utmost, your level best to give da'wah in accordance to the same method that the Prophet ﷺ used to give da'wah with. So it is indeed sufficient as an honor. Alhamdulillah, shukrullah.
What, you were saying something?
I was saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincerity. Sometimes we are put in situations where we start complaining. As da'is traveling around the world, we have experienced certain type of treatment somewhere, and then you go to...
talking about Pakistan. No.
In fact, I enjoyed my stay in Pakistan. Every trip, Allah, in Pakistan.
My trip to Pakistan was also really...
The spice food made me sick the other day. Even peanuts, you know.
The people are amazing. Especially youth club and the youth activities. They're amazing.
Life Deen and all other brothers. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always be reminded that sometimes when we are facing those challenges, we don't forget the main objective, why we actually traveled, why we left our family members. And that is not to experience luxury, but rather to convey the message of Islam.
I remember I visited one country, and a poor place, and subhanAllah, the food was that they presented was something that I couldn't really eat. So I was not expecting it. And then I told them, look, I won't eat. So what they did is, in the evening, they brought the same thing again. They warmed it. So I couldn't eat again. So the next day, I told them, you know...
Don't tell me they warmed it again.
No. The next day, I told them, I said, you know, guys, I have... I'd like to invite you guys. They were students. Mm. I'd like to invite you guys to a meal at the best five-star hotel in your place. You know? So they said, oh, is it? I said, yes. Now, little did they know that, alhamdulillah, the intention was, let's take everyone, let them have a meal. But most importantly, I need to eat. So mashallah, we actually went and we ate, and they were all excited. Thank you so much, Sheikh. And so, but the thing is, sometimes the communities cannot afford,
Look where you're taking us, subhanAllah. I visited one country, and I'm going to mention the name, Burundi. And I believe this is the poorest country on earth. So, subhanAllah, wallahi, we were starving. After a long day of da'wah and giving free medical checkup and treatment, and the queue was like a couple miles. People coming for free medical, subhanAllah. And we went to the store and we found one single can of fava beans. And we got some fresh onion and we cut it on it, and as cold as it is. And for us, it was luxurious food. Why? Because there was nothing else. SubhanAllah.
So a lot of people think...
A couple of years ago, Sheikh, brother Yusuf Didat, Rahmatullah Ali, South Africa, the son of Sheikh Ahmed Didat, Rahmatullah Ali, and Ajma'in, he invited us to South Africa to create a device for Sheikh Ahmed Didat, MP3. These debates and all that, and he gave us access to all the resources, the photo albums, and we saw one photo that we inquired about its story. So it shows Sheikh Ahmed Didat standing on a table, a wooden table like this, and addressing big, massive crowd, no microphone attached, nothing. So I told the brother Yusuf, "What was that?" He said, "We were invited by this community. Sheikh Ahmed Didat took the flight." And when we reached the arena, there was nothing. There was nothing whatsoever. They were just the people who were waiting for Sheikh Ahmed Didat, excited to hear his lecture. But there was nothing, no arrangement whatsoever. So Sheikh Didat, instead of acting, a little bit, cancel, let's go back and what up. You guys have done that. No, bring me a table. He stood up, sit down, everyone, and he gave the lecture in the same energy that he would give when he's invited to a massive
one day event. I traveled to Accra in Ghana, and the venue was too little for the crowd, so they held the lecture in front of the parliament.
Yes,
remember?
Yes, I recall.
Tens of thousands of people. And also when we traveled to another city, which is called
Kumasi?
Yeah. There were tens of thousands of people, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. In Uganda, people were sitting under the sun for over 6 hours,
yes.
MashaAllah, no complaint, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Having said so, we also enjoy nice luxurious meals in some other places.
Yes,
like in Malaysia, of course.
MashaAllah.
And we don't want to send the wrong message.
No food, no hotel.
So sometimes we eat lobster.
Actually, in Malaysia, there is a word that is uttered, boleh, that means you can, So it can. So Malaysia boleh, anything can happen here. It's an amazing place.
Super, super nice, great hospitality. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. I think couldn't be better. May Allah bless them. May Allah bless them.
Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbi.
And we're flying now to where?
We're flying out to Bali for the first time, inshallah. And we have, inshallah, an event in the masjid tomorrow by the will of Allah. Or depending on when you will watch this, it might already have happened. But we pray that Allah grant us acceptance. Ameen. Every time we go into territory, we sometimes don't know what to expect. Sometimes we have a rough idea. We make dua to Allah to make it easy and to accept it. I want to tell you guys one thing. When you make dua for guys like us and all others who are serving the deen and doing some good work, do you know that you get a reward for what happens with us as well? You become a part of the setup and the whole process. So it's very important. You pray, inshallah. May Allah grant us all acceptance and goodness. And inshallah, I pray that everything goes
Habibi,
well.
Habibi, look at the power of sincerity and how much a word, both in this life and in the hereafter, is anticipated simply if people are sincere. Yusuf Estes, may Allah bless him, he's approaching his 80, mashallah. But he has the heart of a young teenager and the strength of a great daddy, mashallah, laqat al-billah. So, once we're doing Sri Dawah somewhere, the large volume of audience that gathered without any previous preparation was amazing. Then later on, after he traveled, I continued to visit this place once a month. Wow. To the extent that the hotel owner said that the room is on me. Because the tourists, non-Muslims, every single visit we have a few of them accept Islam and take Shahada. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Remember once we were in Hong Kong and street da'wah.
I'll never forget this. 2 hours.
And standing in the street, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, he would stand for hours. I would get tired and I would sit on the platform. But MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Then when we went home, went to the hotel, he was still awake. So I said, aren't you going to sleep? He said, not yet, not before I give shahada to somebody. So he comes to the hotel to start working online to give shahada. And his commitment, I'm not going to sleep before I give shahada to somebody.
MashaAllah, he brought us to 2009, I think, 2009, 2010, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. And
the best book fair in Hong Kong.
Allahu Akbar. And we've learned a lot. We were still babies in da'wah at the time, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. And I remember, on one occasion, Sheikh Yusuf was giving a dawah to a Chinese boy for hours in the book fair. And Dr. Salah was very, very silent. And I learned that lesson from you, Sheikh. May Allah bless you, Ya Rab. And I came to Dr. Salah and I told him, like, why are you silent, Yani? Try to give the Sheikh a hand, you know? So he said, in those occasions, one is giving dawah and the rest should make dua. For the speaker, for the person, the receiver. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the hearts of Islam.
You know, I'm just thinking of one quick thing here. Hong Kong at the peak. I met Brother Wa'il Ibrahim through the introduction of Dr. Muhammad for the first time. Yeah. This man is actually originally, at the beginning, a singer. He was a pop star, like basically. And he was a singer, far from the deen of Allah, to be honest with you. Sorry to say this. And mashallah, look today where he is. I think this is a barakah. Obviously, Allah Almighty, his blessings. And when we make an effort and we try to attend, and he became a man who was organizing events for du'at. Am I right? And he started the Institute and Connect and so on, a few other things in the Hong Kong, the At the Peak conference, Serving Islam team, and with a few brothers. From there, today, he joins us and he has specialized in addictions, as you guys may know. And his method and his approach and the effort they have made is unique. I always believe we can talk about things like porn addiction and so on, but he has all the facts, the stats, or the methodology, the ways, the systems, the coaching, the workshops, the rehab, and so on. May Allah make it easy. So everyone specializes in something, and here you are. I mean, today I look at him and I see this face and I think to myself, I cannot imagine this guy singing and dancing. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
With regards to what you mentioned earlier about making dua, there is an Arabic saying which says, Da'ul ulama'il hasad. which is not only among the preachers or the dua, but people who share the same career, business owners, whatever, they have some sort of jealousy, hasad, and envy. In this particular case of giving da'wah, we have to train ourselves that whenever my colleague is going to give a speech, even if I'm sitting in the lounge, I'm making dua for you. Wallahi. And awfully, when I get up at night, if Allah blesses me and invites me to pray tahajjud, you are in my dua. You are in my dua. Because we're on the same page. Your success is my success, and our success is a success of da'wah. Alhamdulillah wa shukrullah. My sheikh have always taught me an Arabic statement which says, لا يهم من يرفع الراية المهم أن ترفع الراية. أحسن. It doesn't really matter who raises the banner of success and victory. What really matters, it is raised by you, by me, by the cameraman, by somebody's dua. Everyone takes share in their work. But if a person thinks of, you know, sometimes when we hear in the media, watch on television, differences between actors and actresses, because my photo is, it should be bigger because I'm the big star and my name should be bigger and all of that. That should never exist among the dua, even if my name is not mentioned.
Sometimes I've noticed more so among young people who are coming in. They don't know the effort of the others who have already been there for many years sometimes. And so sometimes the young people, they think, oh, this guy is like this, like that. And you find a few of these qualities. I sometimes feel, let me talk to this guy and try and guide him. But one of the problems is, it's not easy for us to just speak to someone, my brother, calm down, you know. Just work very hard.
I know someone who tell the organizers, don't highlight my name in my picture.
May Allah forgive us.
I mean, no.
May Allah
forgive us. And I heard someone else from a hotel, very poor hotel we were staying at, and we were staying for security reason. Somehow he was charging his phone.
I saw that hotel.
And he was on the phone talking to people in Nigeria. And I don't know what happened. I don't understand electricity, how it works, but I heard the whole conversation through the landline phone that was attached to the same socket.
That's an advanced technology.
So what happened is I heard my name. That's why I listened. So those who say, oh, you're spying on the Sheikh, but I heard my name. And I heard him saying, Habibi, I know of a brother who speaks about porn addiction. You must bring him to Nigeria. I don't know why he went out of his way. He's already busy, mashallah, millions of followers. Mufti Ismail, may Allah
forgive all of us, and may Allah Almighty.
Wallahi, this is how it should be. Jazakallah khairan.
No, I believe that, you know, the
next time don't charge your phone.
If I or anyone else promotes another person, it's better than me speaking, because I'm getting a full reward by sitting at home and watching.
Subhanallah.
That's something people don't understand. If you want Jannatul Firdaus and it's really your aim, but if I have promoted someone else and they're doing the job, I can sit at home and sleep and wallahi, I'm clocking the reward. So is it better for me to work hard and go and do, or just say, go, come, let's do this. Mm-hmm. You do the thing and I'm sitting back saying, Alhamdulillah, may Allah accept it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we would probably need to leave, but Alhamdulillah, it was a good session. I hope that everyone who is watching can actually take home something and perhaps have a look into what goes on with some of us, inshallah. You want to say some closing words? Yeah?
Well, I hope this session will happen more often, inshallah, yeah. Because basically, the viewers, the seekers of knowledge, they always see us on the stage, delivering lectures, answering questions. As for me, they think this guy is that serious. He doesn't smile.
Serious, let's be honest. No.
What can you do? And all the questions are about halal and haram. And most of the time, haram.
By the way, some people here ask me the same question. How do you find Dr. Salah? You need to know. Is he
serious? Yeah. That's serious. So sometimes we tend to publish and share photos and short videos of us having fun, dealing together and so on, in order to pass on the message to the viewers that, mashallah, we are simply enjoying our life.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah wa shukullah. We're really, really enjoying our lives. Whether the traveling or the suffering or stuck in at the airport, missing the flight, being delayed. Because if it is fi sabilillahi azza wa jal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ
يُرَى.
So imagine, even if he did not achieve the target, or the, he did not fulfill the purpose before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all what he wants from you is the pursuit. So the guaranteed reward is for the pursuit, even if he did not achieve the target. So alhamdulillah wa shukran.
Jazakumullah. I think there is a topic maybe that's come to my mind now, which would be of interest to the viewers. And that is, how much money do we make from the conferences and the da'wah and so on? I think it's interesting to actually let them know. We will discuss this in a separate session.
Something that came to mind. We need, because our role in the community is to educate, and we need to also discuss the ethics of contacting mashayikh. You know, the WhatsApp messages that we sometimes receive.
Inshallah,
we will educate them on how to reach out to us.
There is a lot to discuss.
Yes, we will do another session, inshallah, when we are in Indonesia. Bi-ibnillah, inshallah.
Barakallahu.
For now, barakallahu feekum, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabina Muhammad, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.